And we're here live in the Santa Fe Baking Company this rainy Friday morning. I'd like to introduce Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. And he is the education beat guy. Welcome.
Well, thanks. I'm here.
You are here, speaking of the arts. And Frida Arth is joining us right now. She's the director of the New Mexico Women's Foundation. And this is the big weekend. We talk to you every year. It's the Rag Rug Festival.
Hi, Mary Charlotte. It's the seventh year, can you imagine?
That's fantastic.
No, it's very exciting. We love doing this. As you know, we do it, the Rag Rug Festival and Design Collective, at the Udall Center on Museum Hill. And in November, we do it in Farmington at another museum and in Las Cruces in March. So our little festival has grown to encompass several villages and cities.
It's not just rag rugs, which you will explain in a moment what rag rugs are, but it's all sorts of
handcrafted items that women make in order to try to make a living. Because New Mexico Women's Foundation helps women with their economic development situations. And we try to help them have a more abundant life. That's our big goal.
So these are women who are from families where actually doing stuff like this, making handcrafted items and selling them once a year, helps their families make ends meet.
That's true, yeah. Or as friends of mine like to say, helps families put food on the table. And that's absolutely true with a great number of the women who participate in our festival.
You have brought two items for show and tell. Frida's going to hold them up to the microphone. But these are great. I love these things. They're bags made out of, what are they?
Rice bags.
But gigantic rice bags. A thing that 20 pounds of rice comes in?
Well, this past year we've been working with doing a special project in Albuquerque. And we have made friends and helped a number of women refugees from countries in Africa and Asia. Every 2 weeks, their family eats a big bag of rice, this gigantic bag of rice, and they were throwing their bags away until we discovered
them. Of course, they're made
them.
Of this very tough material that can withstand holding 30 pounds of rice.
Right.
And so they also make great
tote bags. Yeah, they are. And they're just adorable, charming, and they sell like hotcakes. So we were really fortunate to have a lot of donated designer fabrics from France and Spain that they could line the rice bags with, and that made them pretty precious. And now we can't keep them in stock.
Tell us just a little bit about the New Mexico Women's Foundation.
Well, we have been in business for over 20 years, started in Albuquerque, and 10 years into the run, the organization decided to move to Santa Fe. And that was about the time that I moved to Santa Fe full-time. And, you know, when you move to Santa Fe, you look around and say, wow, what should I do? Where would my talents best serve an organization? And I discovered New Mexico Women's Foundation, actually through Liz Bremner, who at that time was head of the Santa Fe Community Foundation. And it's just been a really fabulous experience for me and for a lot of other women who help women throughout the state that need our help.
This is pretty much the only time of the year that people get to look at such a large selection of these items. There are people who do sell in different retail outlets here and there, but this is the weekend where it's all together in Santa Fe.
That's absolutely true. It is the most sought after weekend with the women that we work with. From places like Silver City and Anthony and Chaparral and Las Trompas and Peñasco and, you know, all the charming villages throughout New Mexico, as well as Colonias, which is another whole subject. Sometime we might want to talk about that with migrant workers.
Definitely. Yeah, we've got lots to talk about. We usually do a whole big show, but I was doing the opera this week, so we just have a few minutes. Frida Arth is director of the New Mexico Women's Foundation, and this weekend, today, tomorrow, and Sunday is the Rag Rug Festival and Design Collective. Is there a number that people can call for more information?
Yes, it's 983-6155. And, they can also Google our website and get a lot of information as well.
Which is NMWF, which is New Mexico Women's Foundation, NMWF.org. And it's free admission, free parking, and lots of fun.
Now, that's free admission on Saturday and Sunday. There's a modest fee for tonight, our preview reception.
Yeah, so if you want to get the best of the good goodies, you go today.
Come tonight. 4 o'clock. Okay. 4 o'clock today, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4.
Wonderful. Frida, thank you for being with us,
thank
and we'll
you,
see
Mary
you again
Charlotte.
Soon.
Yeah, great. Bye.
Robert Knott. Good
there
morning.
I am. Good morning.
You made it here on this nice, rainy, gray day.
I did. I always make it here, unless you tell me not to show up. What's new?
What's new? I'll tell you what's new.
Yeah.
There's a dog.
Oh, boy.
So a friend of mine who's here only for the summer, with the Santa Fe Opera actually, has a little doggie named Lupita, but she goes by Loopy.
My name's Loopy.
Or the Loopster. And she's the size of a fox, and she's very foxy, and she has little pointy ears,
wow.
And she has her shots, and she's spayed, and she's a year old, and she's full of life and love, and she's so cute. She's the cutest dog. And she's sort of small, well, not small,
I'm
but
little.
Medium. Like a fox.
Oh, I'm medium.
And she used to be shy around people, but now she's been so socialized that she loves people.
I'm very
and
open.
She used to be shy around dogs, but now she's a lot less shy around dogs
because
they take her to the dog park every day.
Let's go.
And sometimes she's still a little bit shy. And she would be she would like to be in a nice loving family.
A big house.
And she knows sit and paw and fetch.
And how to get food.
And you can, if you want more information, you can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or you can directly call Emily. And get your pencils and papers ready, because here's Emily's number. Area code 414-430-3747. 414-430-3747. And that's the Loopster.
That's a good story.
That's a good dog.
Yeah, well, not bad. Say, the Green Gala, groundbreaking for Santa Fe Community College's Sustainable Technology Center.
Yes.
That's 5 o'clock tonight. Three-dimensional presentation. Keynote speakers, birthday celebration for Santa Fe Community College President Sheila Ortega tonight at 6, but you got to pay to get in. Call 428-1175. Meanwhile, this weekend, it's the 26th Annual Antique Ethnographic Art Show, promising more than 150 dealers at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center downtown on Marcy Street. 992-8929 or visit whitehawkshow.com. And then, coincidentally, the 8th Annual Historic Indian and World Tribal Arts Show with 40 dealers is at the El Dorado Hotel down on San Francisco Street. Check out tribalantiquesshow.com. These events are listed in Pasatiempo, as are a slew of art openings tonight. You can go up to...
A veritable slew.
Yeah, go up to Canyon Road Contemporary Art if you like. Randy Getty has Bluetropia, one of Randy's images in the Pasa counter on page 80. They're at 403 Canyon Road, reception 5 to 7. El Zaguán has a really interesting show for those that like movies. Linda Hunsaker's The Picture Show, Good Times at the Movies. Lino Cuts, Monoprints, Mixed Media Work, reception 5 to 8. That's at 545 Canyon Road. Swing on up to Gallery 822, which is at 822 Canyon Road. Joshua Toby has some sculpture there, reception 5 to 7:30. Jenny Cooley's in the same address, more or less, 826 Canyon Road, group show, new location, grand opening, reception 5 to 7, head on up there. New gallery called La Kind at 662 Canyon Road, group show. Whole bunch of Canyon Road openings tonight, also downtown, Patina, Owens Dewey, they're having openings downtown in the area. You got a lot of options. Take a look at the Passau Week calendar, page 80, and see what's happening with galleries.
Excellent.
Theater-wise, today on the front page of the New Mexican, not in the Pasatiempo, we have a little story on Handy Dandy.
Oh, good.
Yeah, William Gibson's play about an activist nun and the judge who has to call her before the court for an argument of morals.
Played by Jonathan Richards and Lois Viscoli.
Correct. 7:30 tonight, Armory for the Arts Theater, 984-1370, also tomorrow.
And directed by KSFR's own Richard
Block. 2 p.m. Sunday matinees.
It sounds like a really good play.
2 weekends long. I'm going to go see it next week, so
okay.
I can't comment on it yet.
I can't either, but it sounds good.
And I read it, and I think it's really well-suited to these two actors. Jazz in the Courtyard, Santa Fe Art Institute, Saturday night. It's going to be John Trentacosta and his band Straight Up. Special guest saxophonist Doug Lawrence. 7 o'clock Saturday. Got to pay to get in. 428-1379.
Very nice.
I know.
Santa Fe Art Institute on the campus of the College of Santa Fe all the way down at the end. And it's a really, for those who haven't been there, it's a beautiful space. It should be an interesting place to hear music. It's a nice courtyard.
And speaking of music.
Speaking of music, we have a ticket giveaway.
That's right indeed.
Mary Lynn LeBlanc, tell us about it.
Well, Dave Alvin and the Guilty Women, I love that name, are going to be performing at the Brewing Company this Saturday night at 7:30, and we have a pair of tickets to give away to the second caller. How's that?
The second caller, 428-1382. Mary Lynn is standing by.
The Guilty Women, huh? I don't like that.
You don't like that? I thought you were going to love it. I said the name, I said, oh, Robert's going
to
like that.
I want them to be innocent so I can make them guilty.
Ah, and how would you do that?
Well, I do that in the adult version of the show, which will start at midnight tonight.
But I'm not on at midnight tonight.
Well, I will be with Naughty Knots, nocturnal
Naughty
escapades.
Naughty Knots. Oh, my goodness.
Reading erotica over the phone.
Escapades, but not antics?
Maybe even some sexcapades.
Oh,
ice
dear.
Capades. Some sort of pades. Maybe parades. Okay, get this. Our favorite living history museum, El Rancho de los Golondrinas at 334 Los Pinos Road, south side of town, out by the old racetrack. They're going to have New Mexico reunion, heroes and villains from the past. It's going to be one of those weekends when you can meet Kit Carson, even though he's dead, Pat Garrett, ditto, Doña Tules, Susan McGuffin, who came across the Santa Fe Trail and left some interesting diaries about it. It could be a really exciting, fun weekend, actually, to go see these recreations of historical characters. It's a great place to take the kids. It really is. Or visitors. Head on down there. Here's a phone number. 471-1261. Different admission prices, which we don't list on KSFR, but under 12, no charge. So your 8-year-old son can get in for free, as can your 9-year-old daughter.
Hey, I noticed you didn't mention Umbrella Hat.
I haven't gotten there yet, but go ahead. Umbrella. I got a story about them in today's Pasa.
Oh, good. Iphigenia and Other Daughters and Proof are the two plays that are running by Umbrella Hat Productions. And they're a New York-based theater company who do things in Santa Fe over the summer. And some terrific actors. And on Tuesday, do you know who Richard Rhodes is? He wrote
Absolutely.
The Making of the Atomic Bomb and Dark Sun.
1985 or 86. He's a terrific author.
Yeah, and he's still going strong.
Yeah.
No, he won the Pulitzer Prize. He's an absolute heavy hitter. I had a long interview with him yesterday, which I'm going to air on Monday. We pre-recorded for Monday's show.
His reading is Tuesday night,
and he's
right?
doing a reading on Tuesday night.
A reading of his new play.
Of his new play. And
as part of Umbrella Hat.
Exactly.
El Museo Cultural.
Exactly.
7 o'clock, but I don't know the price. I think it's pretty inexpensive. Do you have a phone number?
Yes. 986-3910. And the play is called Reykjavik, and it's about the historic meeting between Ronald Reagan and Gorbachev, in which they really came close to signing a treaty that would rid the world of nuclear weapons.
I'm gonna worry. We honor that when people come close. Well, it could be fun next Friday.
Where do they do their thing?
Everything's at El Museo Cultural.
It's El Museo,
1615 B. Paseo de Peralta, 992-0591. Next Friday, I'll mention the Umbrella Hat Cast of Curiosities, which is hosted by a Brooklyn-based group called Suspicious Package, which is a naughty burlesque duo. I think it's terrible. I'm going to have to go to that show and see if it needs to be closed down. That's 10 o'clock next Friday at El Museo Cultural.
Since when are you the moral arbiter?
Well, I'll go there and see if there's clothes being taken off, and at the very least, I can hold them for the ladies. A couple of interesting movies opening this weekend. Sometimes we talk movies and sometimes we don't.
Yes.
Julie and Julia, you're going to go see it?
I think so. Somebody told me it wasn't very good, but I love Meryl Streep, and Meryl Streep playing Julia Childs, what's not to like?
No, I know. Laurel Gladden gave it a fairly good review in today's Pasa. I was not keen on 500 Days of Summer. It's getting a lot of hype, but I think it's Much Ado About Very Little, although the two performers, Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Zooey Deschanel, are just terrific. I gave it a so-so review
what's
in today's
it about?
Pasa. It's about a guy who falls for a girl named Summer, and he's got 500 days to see if the relationship's going to work. And it's just not a very good romantic comedy. Because it's independent doesn't mean it's good, but it is okay. It's okay.
I got a note from a listener saying that when you say there's a guy who falls for a girl, that we should say a man who falls for a woman.
When a man falls for a woman, same as a guy falling for a girl. Okay, Leslie Satin doing Day Trips, original solo dance piece, 7:30 tomorrow night, the Rail Yard, 1611 A Paseo de Peralta, Rail Yard Performance Center. Call CCA 982-1338 for information about that.
The CCA has a bunch of terrific movies right now.
They seem to be on a real slew of hits, that's correct.
Oh,
they still
my goodness.
Have the comedy O'Horton, which is very amusing. They have In Search of Beethoven,
which is fantastic.
I haven't seen it, but it's getting great reviews.
Oh, my God.
But you got to like Beethoven, I imagine, to like
Well, you have to like Beethoven, but what's not to like with Beethoven?
Well, you know, it depends. Has he got, like, is there a picture of him, with a bust of him with his hair, like that weird way he did it in the movie?
No, it's not a narrative movie. It's a documentary. And in it are some of the world's best performers and music historians and all sorts of people talking about him, and you hear music played, and it's so cool.
Okay,
it's really
great.
Good.
Next thing I have is In Search of Haydn. Next weekend is the ninth
annual. Well, the guy already did it, so the same filmmaker
yeah, I know,
did
he's
In Search
done
of
like
Mozart.
All these search of, yeah.
No, this is only the second one. The first one was Mozart.
Remember those movies in the 70s, In Search of Noah's Ark and In Search of the Biblical Apocalypse and all that? Leonard Nimoy used to narrate them, In Search of Bigfoot. This
no.
is sort of a continuation, I think.
Also at the CCA, The Unmistaken Child, which is a movie about the Dalai Lama and his disciple whose role it is to search for his master's reincarnation.
That's The Unmistaken Child? I thought it was about a little four-year-old who says, there's no mistaking, I'm a child. He tries to explain to his parents.
And then Every Little Step, which we talked about
some weeks ago,
is a great movie.
And they're still running The Letter,
the
1940 Betty Davis picture.
And then on Tuesday, and only Tuesday, the National Association of Latino Independent Producers is in town, and one of their filmmakers is showing a film on Tuesday night at 8:15 called Don't Let Me Drown, and I think we're going to be talking about that with the filmmaker on Tuesday morning.
Cool. Every now and then I try to plug the Santa Fe Children's Museum at 1050 Old Pecos Trail, right near the CCA, to tell you the truth. They're open 10 to 5 Wednesday and Saturday, noon to 8 on Thursday, 9 to 5 on Friday, noon to 5 on Sunday, and it's a great place to go. Today you can paint with glue and sparkles from 9 to noon. I do that at my desk all the time. My boss frowns upon it. This is interesting. Tomorrow you can cook from the garden harvest at 2 o'clock. So that's great. You go out, you learn what's in the garden, you can start cooking. They also have art in the garden on Sunday, art projects outside in the greenhouse. And I like this. 2 to 4 on Sunday, they have hands-on anthropology for children, which is fascinating if you're into anthropology. Just so you know, Fine Arts for Children and Teens has a group show at the Southside branch of the Santa Fe Public Library, beautiful facility on Jaguar Drive. Runs through August if you're down on that side of town. And we haven't plugged Joe Hayes much. I don't know, did you have him on your show yet this summer?
No.
And he's up there at the Wheelwright. Telling stories of the Southwest, Native American myths, legends, 7 o'clock Saturday and Sunday. No charge. Bring the kids up there.
Whoops. Yep. Bring the kids.
And finally, since we're on a kids kick, Barbara Mayfield's got her marionette puppet show, 2 o'clock Sunday at Jackalope, 2820 Cerritos Road, no charge. So 2 o'clock Sunday, go see her. Run up to the Wheelwright. Go see Joe at 7. Run down to Jaguar Drive at the Southside branch of the library to see the Fine Arts for Children and Teens show. And find time to swing by the Santa Fe Children's Museum. You got a whole week of stuff to do with your kids before school returns on the 26th.
Yes, that is so true.
What time is it?
8:53.
Yikes. The cover story today, I can't quite figure out the image, but I love it, involves three members of the, what do you call them? They're playing for the Chamber Music Festival. It's a world premiere of a new commission by George Santakis. Felix Fahn and David Carlson with pianist Andrew Russo. So they're going to be coming here over the high seas as the group Real Quiet. Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival is going to kick
off
this weekend.
What do you mean they're going to kick off this weekend? They've been going for a while.
Not with this group, but St. Francis Auditorium, New Mexico Museum of Art. Got to pay to get in. Tonight they're doing Brett Dean's Intimate Decisions, among other things. Check out a schedule and a really good story by Craig Smith in today's Pasatiempo, page 30. He's got a piece on Brett Dean as well.
And on a completely different note, you can go dance with Cesar Bovole and Tradiciones at the El Dorado Hotel tonight. It says this Friday, September 26th. That doesn't make any sense.
Well,
I think it was just a typo. Anyway.
Where?
They're at the El Dorado Hotel in Santa Fe.
What I have at the El Dorado, who'd you say?
Tradiciones?
Yes, they're playing tonight, Cuban music, 8:30, according to our calendar.
Okay.
And we're on a kick. Here's what we got tonight. Vanilla Pop at Catamount. I love that group. Las Vegas Lounge Music, 9 o'clock. Very small cover. Corazon has White Buffalo, Roadhouse Blues, Old School on the piano, patio, 9:30. Head on down to the El Farol, Fasavar, Cuban music, 9:30. They're playing earlier in the evening at the Pink Adobe Dragon Room.
Two choices for Cuban music tonight.
I know it. You could head over to Milagro 139 for Rhythm and 53rd, doing some R&B at 10. Down in Madrid, Busy McCarroll and the Ambassadors of Pleasure. The Mineshaft Tavern, 7 o'clock. Second Street Brewery has the Hot Club of Santa Fe doing bluegrass at 6:30. I got to mention Los Wise Guys. I keep threatening to go hear them play classic and 50s rock. Turquoise Trail Bar and Grill, which I think is at Buffalo Thunder Resort. Tiny says the Jakes doing classic rock, and Vanessa has the quiet piano music of the classy Charles Tishner, 7 o'clock.
And for just a little touch of Albuquerque, Jose Conde and Ola Fresca are at the Albuquerque Museum tonight. It's part of Salsa Under the Stars at 7 o'clock. And they were founded in 2000 by singer, composer, lyricist, and arranger Jose Conde, some of the best musicians from New York City who are doing Latin dance music.
Excellent. What time is it?
8:56.
Man, the time flies when we come on the show.
When we're having fun.
What was that lady singing before I came on? Ain't Love Grand?
Oh, ain't it a pretty night?
See, even opera singers use ain't.
Hey, Heidi Lowen Porcelain Gallery is having their summer opening reception at 5 o'clock tonight, 5 to 7:30 at 315 Johnson Street.
Over by the O'Keefe.
Yeah, wonderful. She's a wonderful artist.
She certainly is. And again, there's a huge listing of openings in the Paso Tiempo. Pick it up. And what's next week? Indian Market Weekend.
Indian Market Weekend.
Just keep that in mind next weekend. Same old thing. If you want to see some exciting Indian art, I know those artists love to have people come by and say, hey. But if you really don't want that sort of thing, avoid the plaza. It's going to be madhouse next weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be crowded and crazy, but crowded and crazy can be fun.
Indian Market Weekend, and that should be fun, along with Native Cinema Showcase and a lot of other fun things. Pick up next week's Paso Tiempo. We're doing a lot of fun things on the Indian Market. We're doing a different take, focusing on cinema, and I won't say anything else. It's going to be a great issue next Friday.
Oh, okay. Can't wait.
I know. Well, you'll have to. It's 7 days away.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like you're five and you say to your mother, I can't wait for Christmas. And you're doing this on, like, October 8th.
Actually, a week from today, I will not be here. I'm going away one day early for
okay.
the weekend.
All right.
And I'll be here the next weekend.
Then
but we'll be talking during the week about Indian Market and about all sorts of things.
I think I'll sleep in that day then.
Sounds like a good idea.
That is
but
good.
What happens when your dogs jump up on your bed and walk on your
they
face?
Didn't do it. They didn't help me one bit this morning. It was like 7:15. I dragged myself out of bed. The dogs were no help. They were like, we don't want to get up. And they didn't want to go out in the rain. But if I hook them up on their leash, they'll walk in the rain. Oh, this is great. There's no problem. They shake the rain off. But they won't go outside just in the backyard. Do you have any sort of explanation for
dog
this?
Dog psychology? No, I don't. It's because they don't really like going in the rain, but they like taking a walk.
I'd like to hear that lady sing Ain't That a Kick in the Head instead of Ain't Love Grand or whatever it was she was singing.
Ain't It a Pretty Night.
Ain't It a Pretty Night. Do-do-do. Anyway, great seeing you.
Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Paso Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us just about every Friday. Speaking of the arts.
I'm going to take next Friday off.
I think I will, too.
I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Excellent. We'll have
We're going on 5 years in September.
I know. We have to have our fifth anniversary.
Oh, we will.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe, starring Robert Knott.
5 years to get you to let your hair down. I wonder what I can get down in another 5 years. I was just thinking that if you and... Oh, you got to do your outro. You're giving me a look. Go ahead.
KSFR streams live on the web.
Don't forget that doggy that wants to be adopted.
KSFR. That's Lupita. Lupita's a good dog.
My name's Lupita. Pupita.
Lupita, who's... And if once again, if you want a little foxy cutie dog named Lupita, you can write to me and I will hook you up with Emily, who is the person who is fostering Lupita right now, but who can't keep her forever. We're on the web at ksfr.org. My podcasting site is santafe.radiocafe.org. You can hear the show there anytime you want. When you go to santafe.radiocafe.org, I got a note from somebody saying, oh, I still don't know how to listen to the show. You click on listen. You just click on the word listen.
Piece of cake.
I know.
A baby could do it.
A four-year-old could easily do it. But anyway.
Get yourself a four-year-old.
Sometimes
I couldn't
don't.
Figure it out the other day either.
Anyway.
Call my nephew up next time.
You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and all of this thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, who are great. And let's see. Stay tuned for the BBC,
absolutely,
followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Jazz a la Carta with Ricardo Perez. And Helga Ancona is there for the second hour doing Brazilian Hour. Okay, Robert, have
Eso
a wonderful
es.
Weekend.
Que tenga buen fin de semana en dos semanas.
Hasta la
otra
vista.
Vez.
Wear your seatbelt. Drive safely.
Oh, me?
Don't drink and drive. Take a walk in the rain with your dogs.
I'm gonna.
Ciao.
Adios, Mary Charlotte.